All right, joining us now, we have Laura Trump. She is senior advisor to the president's reelection campaign and wife, of course, to Eric Trump. Laura, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Hey, great to have you. I don't know if you'll remember, we had you on about 3 years ago, so 1,000 interviews between then and now. But welcome back. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we just talked to your husband last week. Now he said that you did great, but he thought he did a little bit better in his speech. You agree with that?
Did he say that? Well, I'll have to take that up with him personally.
No, he didn't say anything like that. I completely make that up. I wanted to ask you, just I'm kind of curious because I thought that the RNC production value was so good compared to the DNC production value. And I know your background in TV as a producer. Did you have a hand in that? Was that at all your handiwork?
Well, thank you for noticing. I worked very, very closely with our convention team for the past really 5 weeks. And what I'll tell people is that they might not know this. The Democrats had 4 months to plan that extended Zoom call, the doom and gloom Zoom call that they did for 4 nights in a row for the DNC. We had 3 weeks. Once we decided not to have the convention directly in Jacksonville, Florida, to move it to more of a virtual convention, 3 weeks to prepare. And we, from the onset, wanted to have a very professional production. We wanted things to be beautiful. We wanted people to be interested. And we especially wanted to make sure that it was about the American people. We anticipated, and the Democrats did not disappoint, that they would go the old route with the Hollywood celebrities. They dragged up all the old politicians that we all thought were gone and we didn't have to hear from anymore, dragged them all up. We had to hear from everybody. But ours was a convention about American people. It was of the American people. It was everyday folks who, some of them did not vote for Donald Trump in 2016, but they are voting for him in 2020, and they're some of his greatest supporters because they've seen the results of this president, and they know what he can do. They know what he will continue to do for America. And so I'm glad you felt that way. We wanted people to leave our convention feeling hopeful, uplifted, inspired, patriotic, and to remember that we live in the most exceptional nation in the history of the world. We should never forget that. But yes, I was honored to work with our team, and we had an incredible team that worked overtime to produce that. So thank you for noticing. Very thoughtful of you.
No, absolutely. And in fact, you know, I'll just tell you, my dad, who watched some of it from Denver, he's actually staying with us right now. And the first thing out of his mouth when we got off the plane was, you know, I watched the DNC and I felt depressed and I felt the RNC and I felt uplifted. And
oh,
I think, you know, I think a lot of people kind of had that same takeaway. You know, you've actually been in Florida. You're in Florida right now, and you just got done doing a roundtable discussion on women's issues in West Palm Beach. It's actually kind of funny. The Democrats in Florida just released their statement about, you know, how horrible the president's leadership has been and how much he has failed and everything, and how you're just a big distraction from all of the great things that Biden is going to do for moms and wives everywhere, which is standard, I think. Right? I think they probably had this prepared before you did the roundtable. Take a second maybe and just talk to, I don't know, the kind of marginally committed Republican or even not committed Republican female. And, you know, what is it about the president's policies that you think show the best results for women in America?
Well, you know, you have to take out of the equation the way the mainstream media portrays this president, I think, first and foremost, because we know that this president gets 92% negative media coverage. And sadly, I think a lot of that is targeted to women. They try to convince women that they shouldn't vote for this president. We know that women are over 50% of our electorate in this country. When you take that out of the equation and just step back and look at what this president has actually done, whether we're talking about a 65-year low in women's unemployment, whether we're talking about 70% of the new jobs created last year going specifically to women, doubling the child tax credit, school choice for parents all across this country, these are major issues and these are major accomplishments that sadly Joe Biden, who's been in politics for 47 years, cannot point to a single thing that he has actually done for women or really anyone, any American, for that matter. And when you know you have someone who is looking out for the safety and security of your communities, like President Trump. He is the law and order president. He knows that without a safe community, nothing else matters. These are really important issues, I think, to women. And knowing that you have a commander in chief, a man in the White House, who is not choosing someone based on their gender, based on how they look. He's choosing the best people for the job. And if it happens to be a woman, that's great. That's why he has so many senior level women in his administration, is in his campaign. It is not because he needs to play identity politics like the Democrats like to do, or pander for votes like we saw Joe Biden do when he told us months ago that it didn't matter the qualifications, that he would be choosing a woman as his vice presidential running mate. I think it's insulting to hear that to women. I'm personally insulted by that, to think that we are dumb enough to fall for that trick. They tried to play this game in 2016 when they told us we should vote for Hillary Clinton because she was going to be the first woman president of the United States. Women are smart. We want somebody that gets the job done. We want the best person for that job. And if it happens to be a woman, great. But President Donald Trump has actually delivered. He has delivered for the American people consistently. He has brought jobs back to this country. He's brought unemployment down. You've seen the stock market continuing to go up. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 have already broken their all-time records. The Dow is 1,000 points away from that. These are really important things to all Americans, women included. So when you have somebody that has results behind them, promises made, promises kept, that's Donald Trump. When you want to look at somebody who is a career politician who has looked out for no one other than himself and lining the pockets of his family for 47 years, Joe Biden is your guy. And especially when you see that he is now the Trojan horse for the far left radical socialists in the Democrat Party. He wants to bring socialism to the United States. So we're talking about fully bankrupting our country, open borders, anti-law enforcement, free healthcare for illegal immigrants. This is not the America that I want to raise my kids in. I want to raise my kids in Donald Trump's America. I want every American to realize their potential for the American dream. That is only possible with President Donald Trump, and women are smart and we get that.
You know, it's interesting because my impression is that the Democrats generally make the assumption that if you are a woman, you are pro-abortion and you're marginal or anti-religious. And they just assume that all women fall into that camp. And I'm just telling you, there's a lot of women who fall into none of that camp. And so when they talk about policies, they make that assumption. And I think that's kind of where they go astray. I've got a theory I want to run past you. I'm curious what you think about this. It's about President Trump. Because we hear that he's so anti-woman, and yet he surrounds himself with strong, capable, competent women like yourself and Kayleigh McEnany and on and on. Here's my theory. When he's in the press briefing room and a woman asks a question, a female reporter asks a question, and he lights them up, and because they're being, you know, he's brusque to them at the very least, he gets tarred as being rude, mean, anti-woman, when I think he's doing exactly what progressive women say they want, which is to be treated like a man, to be treated as an equal. If he did that to a man, nobody'd say any different. But suddenly there's this double standard because he's actually doing what they want and being fair and honest with them. They freak out.
Yeah, well, you're 100% right. Look, as women, if we want to be treated as equals, then we should accept that. You're exactly right. And it's funny to see because I don't think they know how to react to it. They are getting what they want. And we all want that. You know, we will not be equal until we stop pandering for votes, whenever we stop identity politics like the Democrats like to do. President Donald Trump is that guy. He has never cared throughout his career as a businessman, throughout his tenure as our president, what you look like, what your gender, anything. He cares about you getting the job done and delivering results. And that is how he has always conducted his businesses. That's how he's always operated. But you're right. It's very funny to see how they don't know how to handle it. It's like, oh my God, this guy is actually doing what we want, but we don't want him to do it because we want it. You know what I mean? That's really the problem, is that it's Donald Trump doing it at the end of the day.
Right. Most definitely. Well, Laura, I know you have to go. I know you have other interviews to get to, but I just wanted to say I appreciated the time. I appreciate you speaking out. Your husband and you, I won't call a victor. I'll say you both did very well, both at the RNC and on the air. Laura Trump, she's a senior advisor to the president's reelection campaign. Look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much for the time this morning.